This is Ozarks at Large. For most of the past 10 weeks, conversations about the future here have been about uncertainty and confusion, which is understandable. But today, we have a glimpse of the fall that is full of promise. The Fayetteville Public Library is in the midst of a massive expansion. And a few weeks ago, masked up, I went across the street and took a safe tour of the work in progress. Here are highlights of what was an hour-long tour led by Sam Palmer, the Director of Facilities and Sustainability at the Fayetteville Public Library.
So, Kyle, we are standing in front of the circulation room. It's been transformed. What the patrons used to see here is the checkout desk. The checkout desk is completely gone. It's a glass wall now. And behind that glass wall, you're going to be able to see the sorting system. This is the conveyance and sorting system where everybody used to drop off their books when they drive up or when they come in the building and feed the books in at the front desk. That is now all visible to patrons. So now they can come in, drop off their books in the drop-off that's located just beside this glass wall. And you're going to be able to watch your books go down the conveyor, turn, and be transferred into a sorting system, an automatic sorting system that they'll be able to watch it happen. And it's one of the most exciting parts of the library. Whenever I do tours here, the patrons love to see that sorting system. And we wanted to get that out front and central so everybody can see it. Let's go inside.
All right.
So we're gonna go downstairs now, and we're gonna take a look at what used to be a staff-only area. And it's being transformed into a public and staff area that is going to enlarge the public areas of the building. We're going to go down the fire escape. And Kyle, I think you've been down here before. We used to go in and watch those books getting sorted. So that sorting is gone. This is out and all now one big room. And we're looking to the south, and you can see the glass along the south wall. All that glass is going to get removed. And that is literally going to connect us to the expanded part of the library. And it's gonna make it feel like it was all meant to be. It was all there from the beginning. And this will now become a public space where it was a staff space. One of the fun parts about the expansion is we had 88,000 square feet in this existing building, and a little over half of it was not used by the public. It was only by staff. And with the expansion, we're now making over 80% of the square footage usable to the public. This is the expansion. And look how big it is. Look at all the glass along the east and west walls. So it just sheds light into the space. This was intentional to try to reduce the amount of electricity needed to light the building. Let's walk down the corridor. And we're calling this the bridge because on both sides, you'll be able to see over the ledge. On one side, you'll be able to see over into the children's grade school area. And on the other side, you'll look out over what we're calling the gathering glade, which is a big open space about the size of the Fayetteville Square. And it's just a big open grassy area for things like outdoor concerts and outdoor events. That you'll be able to hold out here. It'll hold about 1,000 people in this space. We are gonna go into the teen section. Now this is a dedicated teen section, which basically means that it's gonna be teen only. Now there'll be a teen librarian stationed right about where we're standing at the entrance. But for the most part, adults are not allowed in this space. The teen collection will be in here, as well as two study rooms, two study nooks, and then a gaming center dedicated just for the teens.
My goodness, the views.
It just keeps going on, doesn't it? Just everywhere you go. This was also one of our concerns. We didn't want to destroy the beautiful vistas out of our original library. And so in the expansion, it was very clear that we wanted to preserve these beautiful views out the windows. And over again, everywhere you go, there's just another beautiful look out the window in there. We'll step over on this side. This is the teaching kitchen. It's roughly 1,700 square feet. And what they're doing now is they're installing the exhaust hoods for the teaching islands. There'll be two teaching islands, and then there'll be another section that will just be for various cooking pieces of equipment like ovens and fryers and so forth. Each island will provide resources for 8 students. So a total of 16 students in the space and a teacher. and it will all be state-of-the-art equipment, and be prepared to teach them in the culinary arts. It's still a partnership with Brightwater Culinary Arts School in Rogers. And with the students in this space, as they finish their senior year in high school, if they take all the classes, they'll be able to graduate high school with a culinary arts degree. Again, just as we stepped outside the kitchen, just the brightness just opens up. You have an enormous deli seating area. It'll seat about 50 inside and out. And then we have the deli cut out right here. We'll have a deli counter and a menu and everything you need to be able to produce a good deli environment. All this is still yet to be developed. You know, every area in the space is being developed and growing and providing these resources to the community. And we keep looking for individuals to help this partner, sponsor the space. This is one of those unique spaces that could really develop into more and more opportunities for the public with the help of donors to the library. We're walking down this hallway right off the deli. We're walking down towards what we're calling the multi-purpose room right now. The multi-purpose room is a large space, roughly 8,000 square feet. And the purpose of the multi-purpose room is to provide a space for people to gather. We can hold concerts in this space, author events, teaching environments. It'll hold about 750 people.
You know, one thing that's surprising to me is how good the audio is through masks.
Well, it's not bad. I can barely breathe. When I go upstairs, I can't breathe anymore. So this is the center of innovation. This room is going to be a video editing and video production room. And the other side is going to be an audio production room, audio recording studio. Both of these rooms will have superb sound qualities. The most advanced technologies that there are will be had in these spaces just for the purpose of providing to the community an elite space where they can record video and audio as they want to. And it's free and it's open to the public. So this is just an amazing space. It has a subfloor. They're gonna re-pour this over with gypsum, and it's gonna be a sound isolating floor. So I could hammer on one side and it won't attenuate into the next space. We have, we're turned around looking the other direction. We have a simulation lab on one side and a virtual reality lab on the other side. Now, what these two spaces provide is the community can step into a simulation lab and they can hop into an airplane simulator or a backhoe simulator or a bulldozer simulator, and they can log official hours on these two pieces of equipment, these multiple pieces of equipment. These actual log hours, FFA has approved this system, and you can log not necessarily flight hours, but training hours on the system. The more we construct, the more we build, and the more we put the covering on this building, the more, honestly, the library staff is beyond words.
Sam Palmer is the Director of Facilities and Sustainability at the Fayetteville Public Library. His tour was conducted a few weeks ago, and we both wore masks and were safe. The target date for the expansion opening is in October, but that date is, of course, contingent on supplies and shipments during a pandemic. The library has resumed limited hours with limited capacity on limited days. You can find the hours and days of operation at faylib.org. And more about the features of the expansion can be found at beyondwordsfpl.org.